Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Hello.
It's Al. Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. As you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen and download these interviews at your leisure. And today we're headed to Middle Tennessee State University and speak with their standout linebacker hybrid safety, and it's none other than Khalil Brooks. Khalil, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
It's going to treat me good. Back at my school, talking to coaches, feels good. It's different for me.
And what's it like? I mean, most of the guys feel it goes by quick. Did your college career go by in a blink of an eye for you as well?
Yes, sir. I've been in MT for like 5 years and a half, and it's been going by quick. Just me and the guys in my class, and just now finishing, it's crazy to just think back to the time I was stepping on campus as a freshman, and now as a fifth-year senior, and it's just crazy to just think that, dang, all the stuff I did, it seemed like it was yesterday.
I'm sure. Let's go back way, you know, when you're a young kid. Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, were you playing football mm-hmm. back then? And if you were, were you kind of a step ahead of everybody that in terms of just talent and being able to kind of, have your way with them, if you will?
No, sir. I've always been a guy that they always put on the O-line, D-line, but I was a tough guy. I was a good player, but when I got to middle school ball, I was more of a running back. I played running back when I was in middle school, but still I kind of played D-line too. But when I got to college, in high school, that's when I knew that I had some talent to me, and I was a player that wanted to go to play college football on a scholarship. So I worked myself up to do that. And my freshman year, I played running back and safety. And my sophomore year, I played safety. And my junior year, I played safety. And my senior year in high school, I played running back and safety and corner. So that's always what I wanted to do. And I was a step behind as a child, looking at all the guys who I played with over the years. And I'm just so blessed.
Awesome stuff, man. And I'm curious, so once you arrive at Middle Tennessee State, what was it like just kind of, you're a hybrid, still mm-hmm. safety and linebacker, but what was it like playing such a predominant role as a linebacker rather than just being, I guess, a pure safety, as most people would consider it?
Yes, sir. It's what the game is going to now, where they need hybrid safety. So at the time, I didn't think much of it. But as I got on the field and I played against a lot of great teams like Syracuse, I seen how much of an effect I had on the team, how much of an effect I had on the game. So that role as being a linebacker, safety, nickel, you have all the keys to the defense and all the players flow through you. So it felt great to me to be that top player for my team, and it obviously helped me out in the long run.
Definitely. It definitely helped you out in a fabulous career. And, like I said, they're surely going to miss seeing you do your thing. Not seeing your number out there. I'm sure the fans are going to kind of miss that. For you, going through this process, Khalil, when was the moment where you kind of really knew that you had what it took to get to the next level? Did the coaches kind of keep it in your ear, they keep working hard, doing what you're doing, or maybe you had some big plays against big-time talent that's already at the next level? Kind of take us in your mindset when you knew that this was a legit dream that you can make reality.
Yes, sir. I think last season when I played against when we played against Michigan, I seen the type of guys on that field and seeing all the expectations they had of that team. So when I went against them, I seen how much I stepped up against those guys, and I seen that I'm not much different than those guys. And I feel like I had a good game against Michigan. And over the years, I had a good game against Missouri. I had good games against Syracuse. And just the guys who were Power 5, who they thought were top guys, I just stepped up well against those guys. And just hearing from my coaches and stuff like that and the players around me, I just thought that this dream could be possible, and the dream is still possible.
Definitely. And, you know, you got to love what you just brought up, Amina, having some of your best games against some of the biggest schools, Amina. So scouts are going to love that when they ask you, hey, Khalil, you know, what tape should we look at? And you start ripping off all the big dogs. You know, that's going to be an impressive thing on your behalf. Once again, Khalil Brooks, the standout here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft and college football. I'm curious, I mean, what do you think you do well? I mean, if you're in that film room with these scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to that hybrid position?
Yes, sir. The main thing to me is I bring energy to a team. Every play, every snap, you can see on the field, I bring energy. I'm always the hypest person. Every play, even when my teammates make plays, I'm the hypest person. The second best thing I believe I have is I never come off the field. I play special teams. I play defense. Every snap on defense, I was always out on the field doing something on every snap. So I'm a guy that's always out there on the field. The third thing that's real big to me is being durable. I never sat out, never in my college career, never sat out a game. Here in Middle Tennessee State, we play some of the biggest games, some of the biggest Power Five teams, and just to see that, you know, this guy never sat out. Even with a little nicks and bruises, probably he still played, and he's playing every snap, and he's still playing special teams. So that's just me. I'm just that type of guy.
That's excellent, man, and I love it. I love how you just said the durability, and I mean, I would never want to come out if I was you. Like you know, if you don't have to, why come out? We ask this again just to benefit you. I mean, is there anything that these scouts need to know about? Maybe the defensive system you ran didn't allow you maybe to showcase other skills, team captain, mm-hmm. Weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, what are some of the things that watching a game on Saturday won't reveal some of the other qualities that you possess?
Yes, sir. This year I was the Iron Man of the Year, so that means that I was a guy in the strength room all the time. I was a guy that was pushing everybody. I was the captain in the strength room. I was the guy that – put his all into the team. I was a team first player. I was captain of my team this year. That's just the biggest honor of a team. I'm also a guy that's really smart and intelligent. I'm getting my master's this year in the 2020 spring. And I'm also a guy that's football smart. I'm very intelligent. I know the different schemes of our defense. We ran a lot of fire zone schemes. We ran a lot of hot schemes, three down fronts, four down fronts. I'm always on the field. So, I'm a every down player. You can't teach that. You can't find guys like that. And I'm a starter who always plays special teams. Not a lot of guys who will want to play special teams, so that's something about me as well. And things you can't see on tape. And also I want to add one more thing. I also blitz a lot. I had a lot of sacks over my career at MTSU. Not a lot of safeties, not a lot of nickelbacks who have a lot of sacks on their numbers, and a lot of TFL. So I affect the game in a lot of ways. What you want to see on tape is I'm very aggressive. I'm a very aggressive player. A lot of guys are intimidated by me, even though I have a small stature, but they're intimidated by the strength I have. And I have coverage ability. I'm very versatile. I can do it all. Whatever you need, I can do it all, and I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to learn.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Khalil Brooks just laying down the law here on the C2P. You know, we asked that question because, again, we want to give you guys as much love as possible. We want you guys to be able to explain mm-hmm. yourself, because we do pass these off to everybody we didn't know at that next level. And, man, you know, sometimes these kids, I mean, you hit a grand slam with that response, Khalil. I mean, some of these guys we ask, you know, they're just like, ah, I don't know, I love football. We all love football. You love football.
We all do.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
but,
sir.
Man, you really took it to the next level in terms of just really describing what you bring to the table and so many nice dynamics. Fantastically done. Now, this question is cliche, And I'm sure I'm probably, you know, but do you get comparisons? I mean, do you get those Mark Barons, Landon Collins comparisons?
I always get a mixture of the two of them on my team. I always get a mixture of Tyrann Mathieu because of my stature, but also I get a Jabril Peppers because of top player I am, how I fit the game. So I get a mixture between those two players, and because of how Jabril, he played linebacker at the next at the college level, and I play linebacker, and now he's trying to play. He's played safety in the league, and I'm trying to play safety and nickel. So I get that kind of comparisons.
Awesome. Like I said, totally comparable. And it's funny, as we're talking about the modern day thing, and I'll send you the link once the show ends, but I think we even say, like, the perfect fit for today's modern defenses. I mean, you are that hybrid. That's where the NFL is trending. I mean, you know, it's a faster game, and they need guys like you that can do a linebacker's job but have the ability to, you know, be a factor in the secondary and make plays in space. And, again, I think that's you just have such a terrific kind of combination of both those things. For you, I mean, you said you were back at school. How do you kind of plan on tackling the next few months as you kind of build up towards pro day and all the things that kind of come with being in your position?
Yes, sir. I'm actually starting Monday. I'm training at Boost Performance in Nashville, Georgia, and that's just what I'm going to do. And I'm kind of come back to my school whenever I can to just use my coaches back at school just to be on the film room, just be in the film room, learning from my coaches, learning how to talk in front of the team and be able to do interviews and stuff like that. So I'm using every platform I can around my school, around where I live, just to better myself and improve my chances of making the team.
Definitely, man. Well, just that. I mean, just you even just acknowledging that you're doing everything you can. I mean, you're even going back to the school to talk to coaches and just kind of getting everything, almost like an opponent. You're doing everything you need to do to win on Saturday. You know, you're watching the tape. You're putting the Iron Man award. You know, you're doing all those things to kind of culminate to you being you, and that's why we're here, because you are a legit 2020 NFL draft prospect. Does that sink in when you hear 2020 NFL draft prospect and Khalil Brooks? I mean, that's not a farce. I mean, that's legit. I mean, do you ever take that in and just daydream about it or a little bit?
Yes, sir. It's a dream come true. Sometimes it's like, is it really happening? Asking myself, is it really happening? always been a top player. Since I was a young person, I always looked to the guys like Ed Reed, guys like Cam Chancellor, guys like Deion Sanders, even though I didn't get to watch them for real, guys like Bob Sanders, just guys who I've seen watching up, and it's just crazy to just think like I could be one of those guys to be at the next level, to be wearing that uniform for another team, just to be in their facility, just to meet the coaches that I always watch on TV. It's just crazy to me, and it's just the next step. I always thought high school, going to college, that was the next step, but this is the next step too. So I'm just taking everything in and enjoying the process, and I love the process.
Definitely. Once again, Khalil Brooks, Middle Tennessee State University, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to this show again at your leisure. Khalil, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, kind of take us inside that Blue Raiders locker room. Coach Stockskill, who does the best impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
I haven't seen a guy do a Coach Stock impersonation, but I would say the guy who could do it on my team was Malik Mansell. He could do anybody impersonation, but I never seen him do it, but I'm sure he can.
Excellent. And how about this one? Again, back to this Blue Raiders locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
We have a guy named Rickavian Porges, and he has a nickname Stallion. And I really don't know how he got the name, but they call him Stallion. I think because he does the horse noise when they – I don't know how to do it, but he does it, and we just call him Stallion, and it's just the funniest thing ever.
Oh, that's excellent. I love it, man. The final one, I do think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Khalil, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to have join you for dinner?
Oh, let me think about this one. Female celebrity. I would have to say I'm just going to be honest. I think I would have to take this stallion out just because she just, you know, she's like nice looking. She's an athletic person. I'm an athletic guy, so was into athletics, and she's a senior now, so proud to stallion.
Nice, man. Hey, man, you were a wonderful guest. I know our audience had a love having you on. And, again, we can't wait to follow you through this process. I know you're going to come out on the right side and do your thing at the next level. But we always just say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, mm-hmm. and appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem again. Once again, that is Khalil Brooks. And I tell you what, man, sometimes you just get guys on the show and you just know they got what it takes. And this kid just phenomenal the way he just kind of presents himself and kind of talks this thing out. Again, if you want more Khalil Brooks, simply iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.